Welcome to Insight, where we'll be looking through the catalogue of one of the biggest stars of his era, and it could be claimed that he was the very first entertainer to convincingly excel at all the disciplines. He sold several million records, he starred in movies, and as a live performer, he broke box office records all over the world. For this show, we'll be focusing on his recorded legacy. Welcome to an Insight to Dean Martin.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head? The fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just to be, my life is gonna be beautiful. She's telling me we'll be wed. She's picked out a king-size bed. I couldn't feel any better or I'd be sick. Tell me quick, boy, ain't love a kick. Tell me quick,
although Dean was a major player, or perhaps because he was a major player in every field that he operated in, his singing is sometimes dismissed. Certainly there were greater singers around when he was working, but that doesn't decrease his influence on his contemporaries and those who followed. Anyway, I hope my selections today show that. For example, have a listen to this one. It's hard to imagine that Elvis hadn't been influenced by Dean.
Take one fresh and tender kiss,
the memories you gave of me,
add one stolen night of bliss,
the memories you gave of me,
one girl, one boy, some grief, some joy, memories are made of this,
the memories you gave of me,
don't forget a small moonbeam.
You can't beat the memories you gave me.
Fold in lightly with a dream.
You can't beat the memories you gave me.
Your lips and mine, two sips of wine. Memories are made of this.
You can't beat the memories you gave me.
Then add the wedding bells, the one house where lovers dwell, three little kids for the flavor. Stir carefully through the days, see how the flavor stays. These are the dreams you will savor with
sweet, sweet
his blessings from above.
You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Serve it generously with love.
You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
One man, one wife, one love, through life,
man.
Sweet, sweet
memories you gave me. Made of this.
Can't beat the memories you gave me.
Man, memories are made of this.
Dean's singing style epitomises a musical area that many singers struggle to conquer. It's the middle ground between up-tempo, swinging all bells and whistles numbers, several of which we'll hear today, and the slower, more intimate ballads. And it's this mid-tempo where the real craftsmen and women show their mettle, mastering those tempos that were neither up or down, but just in the middle, like this next selection, which was so popular when it came out in June of 64 that it kept the Beatles off number one in America, prompting Dean to drop a telegram to Elvis saying, "If you can't handle these Beatles, I'll do it for the both of us."
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow. Something in your kiss just told me my sometime is now. Everybody finds somebody someplace. There's no telling where love may appear. Something in my heart keeps saying my someplace is here. If I had it in my power, I'd arrange for every girl to have your charm. Then every minute, every hour, every boy would find what I've found in your arms. Everybody loves somebody sometime. And although my dream was overdue, your love made it well worth waiting for someone like you.
If I had it in my power,
I would arrange for every girl to have your charm. Every boy would find what I found in your heart. Everybody loves somebody sometime. And although my dream was overdue,
your love made it well worth waiting for someone.
There's no doubting the fact that Dean absolutely benefited from being at Capitol Records. The production, the musical arrangers, and the musicians the label used meant there was a depth and an artistic consistency that no other label had at the time. And don't forget, this is years before labels like Motown, Stax, or Atlantic would all realize the advantages of using house musicians, producers, and arrangers. And throughout Dean's recording career, as with Frank Sinatra, Peggy Lee, Nat Cole, and all those other Capitol artists, the fact that they were all paired with musical craftsmen like Nelson Riddle and Billy May and the musicians they used meant that the records still sound exciting today.
I'd work for you, I'd slave for you, I'd be a beggar or a knave for you. If that isn't love, it'll have to do. Until a real thing comes along, I'd gladly move the earth for you. To prove my love, dear, and its worth for you. If that isn't love, it'll have to do. Until a real thing comes along. With all the words, dear, at my command, I just can't make you understand. I'll always love you, darling, come what may. heart is yours. What more can I say? I'd sigh for you, oh, cry for you. I'd tear the stars down from the sky for you. If that isn't love, it'll have to do. Until a real thing comes along. Dear, at my command, I just can't make you understand. I'll always love you, darling, come with me. My heart is yours, what more can I say? I'd sigh for you and I'd cry for you. I'd tear the stars down from the sky for you. If that ain't love, it'll have to do. Until a real thing comes along. Until a real thing comes along. Until the real thing comes along.
After his time at Capitol Records, Dean had followed his friend Frank Sinatra to the label that he had set up, Reprise. And as you might expect by a label run by Frank Sinatra, the very best musicians and arrangers were hired to work with a wide array of singers. And as tastes changed, Dean branched out more and more into MOR pop and country. The records still sounded superb. This one had given him a UK chart hit in 1969.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that have dried up on some lines. It keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on the columns now that binds me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing nor forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find. Moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gently on my mind. Well, I dipped my cup of soup back from the gurgling crackling cauldron in some train yarn. My beard a roughened coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Cupped hands round a tin can, I pretend I'll hold you to my breast and find that you're waving from the back roads by the river of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
The title track from Dean's 1969 released album. The early 60s at Capitol especially remained some of the best looking back now. The fact that so many of the Capitol stable were able to establish themselves as huge stars whilst they were all regularly releasing albums over the same period is testament to the fact that they all had something a little different to each other. Dean's phrasing and timing on this ballad is gorgeous, and his vocal delivery is, well, it's unlike anything Frank Sinatra, Bobby Darin or Mel Torme were recording at the time.
Imagination is funny. It makes a cloudy day sunny. Makes a bee think of honey. Just as I think of you. Imagination, it's so crazy. Your whole perspective gets hazy. Start you asking a daisy what to do, what to do. Have you ever felt a gentle touch? And then a kiss, and then find it's only your imagination again. Oh well, imagination is silly. You go around willy-nilly. Example, I go around wanting you, and yet I can't imagine that you want me to. Imagination is silly. You go around willy-nilly. For example, I go around wanting you, and yet I can't imagine that you can't imagine that you can't imagine that you want me to.
Gorgeous. That's from an album called This Time I'm Swinging, which I would highly recommend, although I bet most of you have got it somewhere in your collection anyway. There were so many amazing takes from that session that they couldn't fit everything onto the record. One of the omitted tracks was Ain't That a Kick in the Head, which would be released separately. But included on the release was this one, which once again features the brilliant Nelson Riddle's musical arranging.
You're nobody till somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares. You may be king, you may possess the world and its gold, but gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old. The world still is the same. You never change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you're nobody till somebody loves you. So find yourself somebody to love. world still is the same. You never change it. As sure as the stars shine above, well, you're nobody till somebody loves you. So find yourself somebody to love.
Another Dean Martin hit, that one a number one from 1964. Now let's just leave the recording studio and head over to NBC TV studios, which in 1966 would make Dean by far the highest paid TV star in history. Whilst many TV companies wanted him, he'd said that he only wanted to commit to working for one day a week and would only talk to companies who could accommodate that. $34 million, plus stocks and shares in the company, helped get the deal over the line. And even that astronomical deal turned out to be a bit of prudent business by the TV company, with the show regularly attracting more than 50 million viewers for every episode. 50 million viewers, that's just mind-boggling. Anyway, it was all thanks mainly to performances like this.
The one I love belongs to somebody else. She means her tender songs for somebody else. And even when I have my arms around her, I know her thoughts are strong for somebody else. All the hands I hold belong to somebody else. I bet they are not so cold to somebody else. It's tough to be alone on a shelf. It's worse to fall in love by yourself. The one I love belongs to somebody else. Tough to be alone on a shelf. Worse to fall in love by yourself. The one that I love belongs to somebody else. Somebody else. Somebody else.
From Dean's TV show, which ran for 9 years, allowing him to sing, do comedy sketches and generally live out his performing life in front of the entire country, involving as many of his superstar contemporaries as he could in the process. And this constant presence in the living rooms of America quickly established a feeling that Dean was part of the family. Everyone felt they knew him. He was the boozing, carefree ladies' man who bumbled around the stage or set, not really knowing what was going on, which is what everyone thought, but was of course complete baloney. I'll tell you how Dean managed to deliver all those apparently effortless performances on the TV show without ever attending the 4 days a week rehearsal schedule that everyone else had to do, after we've heard another of his massive era-defining hits.
Volare, oh, oh. Cantare, oh, oh, oh. Let's fly way up to the clouds, away from the maddening crowds. We can sing in the glow of a star that I know of, where lovers enjoy peace of mind. Let us leave the confusion and all this illusion behind. Just like birds of a feather, a rainbow together we'll find. Volare, oh, oh, andare. Oh, oh, oh. No wonder my happy heart sings. Your love has given me wings.
Penso che io sogno così non ritorni mai più. Mi dipinge con le mani e la faccia di blu. Poi d'improvviso tenido dal veretto rapito. E incominciavo a volare nel cielo infinito. Volare, oh, oh. E cantare, oh, oh. Nel blu, dipinto di blu. Che dici di stare lassù? E volavo, volavo, venice un'alte del sole con coro più su, mentre molto pian piano sparivo lontano laggiù. Una musica dolce suonare soltanto per me. Volare, andare, oh, oh, oh.
No wonder my happy heart sings. Your love has given me wings. Nel blu dipinto di blu, venite di stare lassù. Nel blu dipinto di blu.
Dean exhibiting the kind of performance that sounded so relaxed that it really helped him connect with his audience. He was almost saying, listen how easy this sounds, you could do it. His relationship with the audience wasn't like Sinatra's, which was definitely a dynamic of fan and artist. Dean was one of us, he was just a guy palling around singing a few songs, or so his singing style on TV would suggest. So how did Dean achieve almost a decade of hosting his own weekly TV show without any rehearsals? Well, his solution to not wanting to rehearse is it's so simple that it almost makes a mockery out of the discipline of having to rehearse. Dean would simply have a friend tape all the dialogue and songs for each week's show onto a cassette and then make three copies. One would be constantly playing on a portable tape player with him on the golf course. One would be constantly playing in the car whilst driving to and from the golf course. And the third one would be playing constantly in the house while he was getting ready to go out to the golf course. All this meant that he was constantly listening to each week's show for 7 hours a day, so that when he turned up for the filming, he knew not just his own, but everybody's lines as well, and in fact would take great delight in playfully correcting others. It took a lot of work to sound this relaxed.
Raindrops keep falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head. They keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job. Oh, raindrops are falling on my head. They keep falling. But there's one thing I know. The blues they send to meet me won't defeat me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, oh. I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing worries. raindrops keep falling on my head. But that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Cry is not for me, oh, I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
We're almost out of time before we head off, but here's an interesting recording from 1964 when Frank Sinatra called upon his friends to help him out with a new recording project. He wanted to attempt to record what he hoped would become the definitive versions of songs from some of the newer musicals, and having called upon the likes of Rosemary Clooney, Joe Stafford and Bing Crosby, had established what was called the Reprise Repertory Theatre. And of course, there were several recordings that showcased Frank with Sammy Davis and Dean.
A troop of strolling players are we, not stars like L.B. Mayers are we, but just a simple band who roams about the land, dispensing fol-de-rol frivolity. Mere folk who give distraction are we.
New theater give attraction are we.
Oh, shut up, Sam.
But just a crazy group that never ceases to troop around the map of Little Italy.
Well, here we go back to the home country again.
We open in Venice, we next play Verona, then on to Cremona.
Lots of laughs in Cremona, hey boy.
Our next jump in Parma, that dopey mopey menace, then Mantua, then Padua, then we open again. Where? We open in Venice, we next play Verona, then on to Cremona.
Lots of bars in Cremona.
Our next jump in Parma,
that fearless, cheerless menace,
then Mantua, then Padua,
then we open again.
Where? We open in Venice, we next play Verona, then on to Cremona.
Lots of money in Cremona.
Our next jump in Parma,
that dingy, smingy menace,
then Mantua, then Padua,
and we open again.
Where? We open in Venice, we next play Verona, then on to Cremona.
Lots of quail in Cremona.
Our next jump in Parma, that heartless, artless menace, then Mantua, then Padua, then we open again. Where?
Oh, well, let me see now. I got a map. Let's pick out someplace.
Yeah, well, just don't take it too far down the line there.
Oh, well, let's take the first canyon out of here.
Matter of fact, if we hurry, we can beat the tab, because yeah, the sheriff's out there waiting for us.
Dean Martin with his friends, Frank and Sammy. Dean was many things, a singer, an actor, and a TV star, but because he had his own style and delivery of these different disciplines, he always managed to maintain a mass appeal. When Elvis and the Beatles came along, Sinatra began to go in and out of fashion, and Sammy Davis Jr. also struggled to find work. But Dean was able to keep challenging the newer artists that came along, and in fact regularly knocked them off the number one spot in the charts, even at the height of Beatlemania, as we heard earlier. It's just my opinion, but I think he was probably as close to the perfect all-round entertainer that we've ever seen, or perhaps are likely to see. And through his apparent relaxed style that we've heard in this episode of Insight, he offered his fans a rare access into a hugely glamorous and unattainable world that, before the days of social media, audiences could only fantasize about. And Dean was the perfect contradictory mix of hugely talented star coupled with having the appeal of seemingly being like every guy you sit next to in the pub. And whilst doing so, he managed to epitomize and help define an entire time and genre.
Trailer for sailor rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets, ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bedroom. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road, third boxcar midnight train,
destination, Bangor, Maine. Old worn out suit and shoes, don't pay no union dues. The smoke old stogies I have found, short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Every engineer on every train, and all of the children, all of their names,
and every
handout
in every town,
every lock that ain't locked, no one's around. Sing trailer for sailor rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets, ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bedroom. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road.
King of the Road from the great Dean Martin, concluding this edition of Insight with me, Leo Green. I do hope you enjoyed that one. This and all our other shows in the series are of course available to you on the website via the Listen Again page. This is LGRadio.online. Thanks for listening.
King of the Road.